We continue our learning Le'il and Ishbat David ben Menachem Roshem Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Aliyah. We are in Psachim Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet. Rabban Gamliel Omer Shalosh Nashim Lashos Ka'achas Va'ofos B'Tanur Achad Zoach Harzo. Says Rabban Gamliel, you can have three women kneading with the cane, kneading the dough, all at the same time. And then they will bake the tanur. Let's say the oven only has room for that which one woman has kneaded. So they have to wait online. So that's okay, says Rabbi Gamliel. They all knead the dough at the same time, and then they put it in the oven one after the other. Basically, Rabbi Gamliel's here to teach us that we don't have to be concerned that these women waiting online, that the dough that's just sitting around, that they're not moving, they're not kneading, they're not pressing, they're not forming into any into a circle to prepare for matzah. We're not worried that those will become chametz in the interim. They can put it into the tanur one after the other. V'chachamim romim, no, can't have a hefsek at all between them. Shalosh nashim oskos babatzek. Yeah, they should all be busy with the dough at the same time, but each at a different stage. Achas losha, one kneading. Vachas orechas, one that at the second stage forming it into the cakes, into the circles that are going to be put into the oven. Vachas ofa, and one is then going to bake. So they have to be on this line where you have one woman begins just with the kneading. Okay, when she moves to the next stage of aricha, forming the dough, so then the next woman can start the kneading. And then finally, when the woman who's forming the dough is ready for baking, puts in the oven, so then each one can move another stage. You can have a third woman who's starting to knead, the other one who was in the middle of the, who was involved in the aricha, so then she can, she's ready for the next stage, and we move on. So those are the three points I have. I have the lisha, the aricha, and the afia. And that way, we have no break, and there's no concern of the dough becoming chametz. Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo chala anashim, lo chala eitzim, lo chala tanurim shavim. Rabbi Akiva says, not all women, not all wood, not all ovens are the same. Rabbi Akiva comes also to dispute Rabbi Gamliel, and really here just to support the opinion of the chachamim, to say that you have no idea how quickly women are able to do it. In fact, the language of the bride, where Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Gamliel in the Brises as follows. He says, Yelamdeinu Rabbeinu benashim zrizos or benashim shein zrizos. Beitzim lachim, is the wood moist where it doesn't bake as easily? Or beitzim yaveshim, the very dry wood, and the matzah will bake quickly. Betanur cham or betanur tzonin, is the oven heated up a lot or is it still a little bit cool? So there's no way to know. And therefore, he concludes in the Brisa that I'm quoting, that we have to follow what the Chachamim said, exactly having these three stages and not allowing the women to bake the matzah one after the other. Then the Mishnah concludes, the Haklal, this is a general rule, and this is a debate whether these are the words of Rabbi Akiva explaining or supporting what he just said, or it's a separate statement in general. What's the Klal? Tafach, if you see the dough beginning to swell, Tiltosh bitzonein, then put it, bang it down, pat it down with cold water, and that way you will prevent it from becoming chametz. That could be Rabbi Akiva's suggestion, or maybe that's a general suggestion that we have when it comes to kneading dough, to that if we're concerned, we see maybe beginning to swell, we should, put it in cold water. Perek Gimel Mishnah, hey, we begin speaking about something called Si'ur, Sin Aleph Vav Resh. Not to be confused with the word Si'ur, which is also Sin Aleph Resh. But there, that when the Torah speaks about Si'ur, that's chametz. So that's even worse than chametz. That's sourdough. Sourdough, it facilitates, allows other things to become chametz. So that, in fact, the first mission in Beitza has a debate, there's an opinion, one opinion that is strict regarding Sa'or even more than chametz. How much chametz or Sa'or do I need to have around in order to be chayev to do beer or chametz? debates on that. So some are more strict that the Sa'or, the Shi'ur of the Sa'or, the amount, the measure is even less than the amount of Chametz because we have to be more strict when it comes to Sa'or. That's not our discussion here in the Mishnah. This is Si'ur. Si'ur is where you have a dough that has not become completely Chametz. The Chametz process has begun. This is one of the two definitions of what we called Chametz Nukshe, as we had mentioned it earlier in the Perek. So what do I do with Si'ur, where I have dough, has them to come fully Chametz, but the Chametz process has begun. So the Mishnah says, Si'ur Yisareif, must be burnt before Pesach. You have to do Bi'ur on the Si'ur. V'ha'ochla, but if you eat it, Pater, you are exempt, not only exempt from kares, because you haven't eaten real chametz, you're not even chayev malkos for that, because it's chametz nuksha. Chametz nuksha is the rabbanon. It's not roi la achila, as we mentioned earlier in the perek, you're not eating roi la achila at that stage at all. Certainly it's only baked a little bit. We don't, you're not going to be chayev even malkos for that. Now, then the Mishnah says, Siduk. So this is another stage. There's Si'ur, and then there's Siduk. Siduk is where you have dough, and there are cracks in the dough. So it's baked to the point where there are cracks in the dough. Now it's reached the stage of chimutz. So what's the halacha there? So there, of course, siduk yisareif also must be burnt. But va'ochel chayv kares. But that's real chametz. That's chametz gomor. So you chayv kares if you eat that. So how do I know, looking at a dough that's in the oven, how do I know it's reached the stage of si'ur, or where you're not chayv kares, or even malchus, it's only chametz nuksha, or if it's reached the stage of siduk, where you are chayv kares? So says the Mishnah, ezu si'ur, kekarne chagovim, where there are cracks, very thin cracks, that just go one in each direction, like the antennae of grasshoppers. Siduk, but this next stage where it's really been baked, where it's chametz, shenis arvu siduk of zebazet. That's where already the cracks have joined together and they become attached to one another. Those cracks in your dough that certainly show that it's become bread, it's become chametz. Divir Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that if you see these cracks that are only like the antennae, only a couple of cracks facing in different directions, but they're not intertwined, you're going to be potter. No, v'chachamim omer, chachamim more strict than Rabbi Yehuda. Zeva zeh ha'ochel chayiv kares. Whether the cracks are intertwined or intermingled, or even if they are kekarne chagovim, like antennae, yechayiv kares. That's chametz gomor. Ah, why is that? Because the Gemara explains that when you have cracks on top, you have to assume there are many cracks below. You just don't see. You only see the surface of the bread. But there may be others below that as well. And therefore, that's going to be chametz. Vezu si'ur. So according to the Chachamim, who are more strict, what is this si'ur level of chametz nuksha where you're going to be pater? That's where it hasn't even reached the stage of karne chagovim. Kol sheikh sifu panav, when, if the surface of the bread has become white, ke adam sha'amdu sa'arosov, like a person whose hairs go up because of fear, because he's afraid of someone. So that is the stage of si'ur. That's where it's chametz nukshe, and only there would the chachamim say you would not be chayv kares o malkos, because it's only at the early stage of chimutz.